Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She should have said bitten.
Yeah, well, she's a 10-year-old woman.
Yeah, she's working.
She corrected my son the other day, okay?
You don't get thank you, bit. Pony. Hey, Pony said something today.
Stupid. What did he say?
He called a child a moron.
Yeah, that she was, should know better.
That was his first contribution to today's better. Show. It says here that Buzz Aldrin broke 30 bones during the proposal.
Okay, thank you, bro.
Get out of one.
Yes.
Rob Spearhart. Finger.
I know that you, Mike, hate the listeners. And
that is so untrue, and I may have been the second one. Rob was the first, and I may have been the second person to join a Zoom call.
I am teasing.
On my own, by the way, like you did.
I say
but
that.
But I know you're like me in that respect, and I know it takes just a little motivation.
I say
and
that.
And that motivation comes in a bottle.
Correct. I say that in a teasing manner.
Mm-hmm. Funny, I haven't done one in quite some time, now that you say that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Welcome to the party, and please join us, along with our friends in great places like Two Egg, Florida. I made two eggs for my son this morning.
Show off.
Killeen, Texas. Nampa, Idaho. All right, Nampa.
Nampa.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Flemington, New Jersey. Stonington, Maine. And Davos, Switzerland. That's a spot I'd love to visit. Don't have the money to live there, but I'd love to visit there. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy post-NFL Monday.
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
You always show, folks, this is for kids out there that are sports fans. You don't abandon your team. You always celebrate your team, win or lose.
Yeah.
This is an indication to all the Giants fans out there that life goes on and we will return. And what a drubbing. I love that word in sports. Drubbing, drubbing, drubbing. But we'll get to that, and a reason that I can thoroughly enjoy the NFC Championship game, and I'll tell you all about that in a second. But before I do that, I always like to start with something very special online. And I'm not sure whether anybody else saw it, but I'm sure they did because it was on social media. So you have to
social.
See this. So I don't like, what do they call them, chain letters. I don't like being told what to do. You know, like this and move on. And you know, you send
pass
this to 20 people.
My mom gets a lot of these,
and you'll get good luck.
These are still big in developing countries such as Bolivia. Yeah. My mom will get one glow, like no, it's more like a glitter Virgin Mary sticker for her phone that's supposed to be good luck from one of her friends that has forwarded a chain letter or chain text in this case to
send
her
to 10 other people.
And then she sends it to us and we all immediately say, stop sending us viruses.
Horrible.
Please.
Yeah. Now,
It is truly naked manipulation.
Is
which
it,
nobody
is
needs.
It usually a virus? Because the basis of the chain letter theories are that someone thought that if they successfully launched a mail this to 20 of your friends campaign, it would clog up and shut down the post office.
Look,
so that was the original notion of it back in a million years ago. So they're now they're using
now,
it to spread
and it's
viruses.
It's been replaced by
depends if you have an Android or
if you're at all like I am politically active. You are. I spend more time unsubscribing and than I care to. But it's my fault because I donate to people occasionally. And I thank
you for that, Mike.
Oh, man, you're doing your part, Mike. Every dollar
thanks
counts.
Thanks so much.
This is the bit I have, at least. I'll answer the phone when I'm at their house, and I let them know that they've passed while they're in front of me. I let them know that my parents have passed.
That's good.
I've done that.
While I sit in their house. That won't matter to them.
If you're in a database, it's not going to matter.
But I like
it
the awkwardness of, I'm so sorry for your loss.
If it's a live person,
and then
you can still get that.
On the when I get a call from the fire department, I say, I really can't talk. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff right now. My house just burned down.
Yeah.
That's another good awkward moment.
So they do it online too, on social media, where, you know, if you feel strongly as we do about this, share this with your, you know, it's like, shut up. I mean, really, I don't mind. By the way, I love people that post inspirational things. I love people that post funny things. I love people. I like social media. I enjoy it. I get a lot of entertainment out of it. I get a lot of feel good moments out of it. What I don't care for is being manipulated in any way. And that's why when I turned to this one, I immediately stopped and took pen to paper to make sure that I would jot it down. And this was on the Book of Faces. Mm. And on the Book of Faces, coming across my feed yesterday, is a photograph. The photograph contains a picture of a condom that appears to be filled with spaghetti.
Oh.
So what it is the shape of a condom with the receptacle tip that I always like to mention.
Thank you, Mike.
There was a day for you oldsters out there, you know this, where condoms did not have the receptacle tip.
Back when they were made of animal skin?
And boy, was that. And that, you know, it was very, very, in the dark ages. And so this condom, it's a picture, and you can see the tomato sauce.
So it's cooked and spaghetti. It's not raw noodles.
No, it's not raw. That would put a tear in the condom, I would think.
Yeah.
No matter how strong they are, or ribbed for her pleasure. And so, and do they use that? And do they use that anymore?
I don't think so.
I think that's ancient history as well.
Yes.
But it shows you, but I date myself.
When's the last
anyway,
time you had to buy one? I mean, all you do is make babies and get married.
I
get married, then make babies.
I think, you know, if you look at my history, pregnancies when wanted. That's how you would.
Yeah,
that's
you
have
your own method. I remember.
Yeah,
sharp. I clearly have such low T. Even if I wanted one, I can't have one.
Well, based on your history too and your track
record,
it keeps
falling off.
You know what? That's a pretty good thing, Oscar. That's a pretty good thing. I think that's good.
I like children
because otherwise you would have been God. How many hours would you have spent in court? So moving on.
Oh my God.
What? So the condom. So you see
just
the condom full of spaghetti.
Child support.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, what is this? And then underneath it says, like it for good luck or ignore it for bad luck.
What?
If you like the, and I would like to know.
Just an image of a condom full of cooked spaghetti.
Full of cooked spaghetti sauce. And sauce. And like it for good luck, ignore it for bad luck. And I am wondering.
Sauce.
In this great country of ours, in the world,
yes.
Of course, it is. That's why they call it the World Wide Web. I am wondering if there is anyone out there who would deign to hit the like button on a condom filled with cooked spaghetti and marinara sauce and tomato sauce. I'd like to know that.
I would probably go with a different emoji, like maybe the care emoji. Where the face is cuddling the heart.
I don't think there's any need to respond. I when I saw that, after my amusement and after my considering it wonderful material for the show, I chose to move on rapidly as possible.
Well, bad luck to you.
I don't know if it's out there floating around.
Hey, I found it. I found it.
Of course you did.
It's a wonderful world.
Someday we will be showing it to you, folks. Someday we will have it up in the corner of our TV production. We'll do that. I'd love to do that someday.
It's
Oh, it's even worse. It's laying on a bed.
Right? Is that the one you saw?
Yeah, well, okay. I saw the other one.
No, this apparently this has been going viral since 2014.
This is a thing?
Yes.
Is this a thing?
Yeah, it's
like
a big
where
thing.
People do this?
Has they been doing this for a while?
Oh, you know what it is,
my
Mike?
God.
Yeah. It's an ad
by the way,
it's an ad
speaking
for
of Oscar
DeBeppo.
Finding things online.
With spaghetti.
Yeah.
We have to make a correction because I like to do that. Oscar chose to ignore it. I chose to bring it to your attention.
I owned it online.
You totally owned it online, but you didn't own it on the show and you knew about it. So I'm very concerned about that, you know.
This is
we
not,
have our ethical standards.
Okay,
Oscar.
Please, please.
We have
I didn't
our
think
ethical standards.
We bridged a gap here. Jesus Christ.
Oscar, would you like to do it or
yes,
would you like
yes.
me to do it? Go
look,
ahead.
What? We've been doing the show for almost 3,000 episodes.
That's right. Tomorrow
I can our 3,000th episode.
I can only count on one hand this ever happening to a program I've been on ever before.
All right.
Wow. That's a statement there. I know I've done it multiple times.
Yeah.
The Jack Nicholson spaghetti. I'm sorry, chili spilling bit.
Chili gate.
Spilly.
While I stand by the fact that the guy's an absolute mess on the sidelines, he never spilled chili on himself or his shoes.
He never did. There was never a Tupperware container.
It was from the Onion.
It was from the
source.
Onion. And
definitely
it
fake
was.
News.
Yeah. And as I texted Oscar back, I said, still hysterical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
it brought
no,
us much joy.
Well, not true. Because of the article, brilliantly done by The Onion.
The article next to it has Jack on, you know, on the Lakers sidelines with his gut hanging out. So like this all
and this coincided
from
with the story
looks.
I think Rob had or brought to the table about
possible
Jack
dementia
Nicholson
and
being a recluse and no longer getting out of the house. So the chili. And I went back and looked at it to look at the Photoshop, and it's so brilliantly done because it look what I think is Jack Nicholson maybe making a point with his finger out that appeared in a perfect way if you were holding the edge corner of a Tupperware container with chili. But the thing that made it Oscar and made it so credible to me was how he spilled it on his knee. Not true. Let's just say for all you Jack Nicholson fans
he's
out
not
there,
that messy.
Jack Nicholson did not spill homemade chili on the floor. And when I found out that it was a dupe. And by the way, how what woodies do people get when they can correct?
Oh, they love it.
When they love to correct when we've made a faux pas like that. And I think, Oscar, and I mean this sincerely.
Yes.
What I texted you was from the bottom of my heart. As soon as you got done with it, and Oscar got it out of the, not out of the Onion, he got it out of a tabloid, right?
Yeah, a tabloid. The Sun.
The Sun, it was a link with The Sun. And I don't know if The Sun knew. I would think those organizations spend a little more time than we do. We were doing it on the fly. Oscar was doing that on the fly.
Yes.
It takes, in no way, took the funny out of it for me.
No.
It absolutely, but it's funny that was an Onion story. It might make it a little more funny that Jack never spilled any chili on the court
that we
at
know
the Lakers
of.
Game. That just was so funny.
I thought the genius was that there was a Tupperware container.
No, the genius was that whoever photoshopped it put just enough on his shoe. That's what really got me.
That would be, you know what? I would love to get somebody from The Onion one day, but I can't even get a watch guy to call.
No.
So, I mean, really, it's the kiss of death. I don't know what to do.
Well, we've had.
I'm scraping had, now. I'm not asking for celebrities.
Busy
I'm
bee
asking
weekend.
For, yeah. You know, yeah, busy bee weekend. But it's still, no, it's just people that don't respond. And it's frustrating to me.
I'll reach out to The Onion and we'll see. They've got a big staff. We should have
somebody else do it just because you're busy. We can't talk about it, but you're busy.
No,
you've had a weekend.
It's something I can do. I can do this.
But anywho, I have to say that, you know, it still was funny at the end of the day. And the condom of spaghetti, I did not like it. And I will
looks
have
gross.
Bad luck. So
yeah,
say,
it symbolizes to me something else. It looks
like
like an Amber Heard incident.
So I have to tell you about my... So my Friday night is flag football. And we've lost the last two games. And this is a team that
you
won
should clarify
all their games.
That it's your son playing, not you.
It's my son playing flag football. And we won a lot of games last year, won the championship. And then we go 0-2. We lose two in a row. And the frustrating thing is everybody's getting a little pissy. And my son's getting less playing time, playing just on defense. And so I'm getting a little irritated because you're out there you know, for 2.5 hours on a Friday night. And what was really kind of joyous has turned into kind of a drag.
Yeah.
And I was very vocal about it. I mean, I said, this is flag football. And this is, you know, if we were setting the world on fire, otherwise, let all the kids get a little offense out there. And I'm bitching and I'm bitching
loudly. Was
he
not the MVP last year at points?
He was, one game he was.
Yeah.
I mean
give
but
this
the
kid
thing
some
about
time.
It, so I'm frustrated and I'm sad.
Did
and
he
then,
miss a few practices?
What's that?
Was
no,
he being
they
disciplined?
Don't practice. That's the problem. They practice before the game.
Practice?
That's maybe a problem.
Oh.
So I'm talking bitching loudly because I'm like, this is what's the point of it? You don't want to sit there for the whole offensive series.
Tell me
and
my
not
kids
getting
to play. Send me a signal. I won't come.
And it seems like there's a certain group of kids. And if they were setting the world on fire, I'd say, well, I get it. That's how it works. And let them play defense. And my son's good on defense.
Yeah.
But I was bummed. And then we left. So then I get a text that maybe they're down a couple of quarterbacks, so maybe he'll get some QB time.
Oh, okay.
And there's a doubleheader Friday night, so we'll see if he gets some QB time.
So practice and two games in one night?
Well, I don't know if they're going to pull it that way. I don't think they can. I think he'll just show up.
Can you advocate for him?
That'll be a 9 o'clock wrap-up time, by the way.
I think you got to advocate
for
him.
Kids. I did. Okay. And I did kids loudly, but I did night. It in a cagey way where, yeah. You know me, if I'm not bitching, I'm breathing, but yeah. I'm bitching loudly so certain
is
people
a,
are going to hear
is it.
Is it
a dad?
Not the coaches, because the coaches are on the other yeah. side, but friends of the coaches yeah. and wives of the coaches are right there. And then I got this text, which I thought was kind of interesting. But a lot of people felt the same way. A lot of parents that were sitting there
the
going, what are we doing? One quarterback's down. The other one's having some problems. How about, would he be willing to? I'm like, yes, yes. I texted yes, yes, and yes.
Yes.
I was bummed we didn't see him on offense at all. And he's not a world beater. I think when I'm a realist when it comes to athletic prowess. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I wish more parents were. And I think when you go to watch any competitive little league sport with your kids, you have a potential that maybe on a great lucky day, one kid in the league will get to a decent college program.
Okay? Based on that,
I'm
yes,
not talking
yeah.
about pro. It is very in most little leagues, I think that's the way it rolls. So I'm completely realistic. So what I like now, though, is to see fun, and fun is the best thing to have. And then, of course, when they get older, gets more serious, and then it's more of a meritocracy. And by the way, if you're saying, oh, is that right, Mike? Everybody gets a trophy?
No.
No. I just want them to get an employee. So
when you reach out to we'll the coaches' wives, are most of them like Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side?
No, unfortunately not.
My
no.
nephew, darn. Luca, in high school, Mike, I don't say for advocate for him because I only mentioned this. Because I saw my sister advocate for Luca to play.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Hialeah or what?
This is soccer. Soccer. Okay. Thank you.
Hialeah.
He stopped playing Hialeah when they left Florida.
I understand.
Remember the jingle from Connecticut, Rob. Milford Hialeah. Milford, Connecticut.
She said that he doesn't miss any practice and he doesn't get any playing time. And mm-hmm. I said, well, maybe he's just not good at soccer.
I bet that lit her candle.
Well, I'm not. I like to be a realist.
I know you do. Oh, right? You're the realist of the show. You're Debbie Downer on the show.
Oh, no, I like to be happy when we're happy.
Like, well, maybe it'd be working a little hard.
And then this little effort got some playing time.
Good. Well, yeah. No, I think you're an advocate for everything.
Yes.
But
my dad
did
advocated for me when I was in high school. He said, let the boy play some character parts.
He can't just be a great oak.
He's not an extra.
He is not an extra. I'd never put you in an extra role. I'd have you out front. So why you've always
been
the old Don and Mike show? We let Rob open always because Rob's a performer. So let him get out on
and
that
you're beloved
stage. Everybody.
Tip of the cap to the TMOS fan club.
Oh, I heard you had quite a late
Spent
night.
A wonderful yeah,
I,
evening
I didn't
with
even
them.
Respond to you. Said, why don't you join me?
Yeah, I was walking to bed when my phone dinged. Yeah. I said, this
well,
is,
he's in his wheelhouse.
I said, it was 9:30 p.m. when I texted you.
That's
you guys.
Exactly. Walking to bed? Yeah, I said, it's all
I
you,
knew
baby.
You'd had a toddy or two.
It's a
cable.
Hold on a second.
Join me. Wasn't that what it Hello? Was? Fellas, join me.
Hello?
Oh. Cable guy.
Cable guy.
Cable guy.
Cable guy. Anywho, it was, I'm glad you did that. We've yeah. all done it.
Any great highlights from the meeting? Because I know you were there until when they got down to the meaty core of the
yeah,
group.
I know that you, Mike, hate the listeners. And
that is so untrue. And I may have been the second one. Rob was the first. And I may have been the second person to join a Zoom call.
I am teasing.
On my own, by the way, like you did.
I say
but
that.
But I know you're like me in that respect, and I know it takes just a little motivation.
I say
and
that.
And that motivation comes in a bottle.
Correct. I say that yes. in a teasing manner.
Mm-hmm. Funny, I haven't done one in quite some time now that you say that.
Yeah. I get it.
The group is just it's a phenomenal group.
They're great people.
And I took the time to
support what
also
we do.
Discuss just how they like the structure of the bonus show. We had some wonderful, wonderful conversations.
They voted to keep Pony, right?
What their plans, what they like Pony.
To keep me alive.
What their plans are for NOLA. It was fun to feel that excitement again because I haven't done it in a while. I know you all have
yeah.
already. So it was nice.
Super excited it was nice, about yeah. April 15th
yeah. yes.
for the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. Get your tickets soon. I think that, It's always nice to interact, and I just didn't want to do that with you.
No, I texted Captain Steve. He didn't answer.
That's
you texted Steve?
I texted
Steve was asleep for 2 hours when you called
him.
They
said they've been trying to book Captain Steve for months.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he wouldn't do it.
Surprise. Well, maybe he doesn't roll that way. Maybe that's not how.
If you don't call his show, he doesn't come on.
And I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows how to Zoom.
That's
you're probably right.
That's not true. The man is out of his own internet streaming station.
He knows how to Zoom. He streams and he does a good job. And it's a good
I think I'm muted.
So what was your before you and by the way, if you had just gone on the Zoom call, I would have said, "Oh, that's okay. That's a real nice thing," and I wouldn't have called him for adult beverages. But as soon as he was texting, "Come on, join me!"
Yeah,
I knew there were some adult beverages going on. Mm-hmm. And what was the beverage of choice that evening? As you were Zooming,
bourbon, rye bourbon, right?
Oh, rye.
Yeah,
that's out of your wheelhouse. What brand?
I hate to get so excited. I don't know enough about it. I just went
Whistlepig.
Whatever was like, no more. That's too expensive. Bullet? No, don't mess with that. Nah, Angel Eye or Angel Envy?
Oh, that sounds good. Is the bottle plastic?
No, it was glass. It was on sale. I was like, I'll take it.
So Oscar did the Zoom call and wanted us all to join him. And I actually clicked on the link and then got off it right away because I thought I was going to look in.
Oh, they'd know you were there. They'd see you.
Well, they might have seen me like really, really rapidly. I looked like, S on Shinola. And then that led me into Saturday.
You running away.
Saturday will go down as one of the, between the lack of playing time on Friday.
Yes.
And just Saturday and stuff going on. And then it was really, when you wake up on Sunday morning and you say, well, this is really a crappy weekend. That's when you know things are going well. I watching my beloved, and I
because by Sunday morning it's too late to fix it.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah,
and I by the way, and I'm knowing that I've got an auction to do on Sunday night that I will be out doing. Yeah, and it's work. It's I mean, you never know how you're going to be received. So there's that anxiety there that makes for I am just.
Did you use the joke Giants, I wrote you?
No, I did not introduce myself as George Santos.
Oh, you missed out.
What was that Carla's joke? I forget.
That was mine.
It was yours.
Yeah.
So when the Giants were finally blown out, probably in the first half we knew they were going to lose, I am just Tommy Tampon.
Salty.
I am not a nice man. I am not happy. I am yelling at my kid. I'm saying to my wife, just go. Just go. She goes, I'm an attorney. I said, yeah, just go. 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 I that's how I said goodnight to her, because I'm sitting there in my easy chair, in my misery, with my Giants gear on and just miserable. But
did you have a small child Giants helmet on? Like Goldie?
Yes, I did. A tiny one. Like Goldie. And by the way, the big blue came out at the kids' game on Friday night. I was looking at people around.
Yeah.
The Giants fandom, New York fans, you give them a winner, and they start to go bat-ass.
Of course.
You won't see any evidence of them until that moment. But they went nuts. And so I know they're going to lose. They are exposed as a
I know
a,
they're going to lose.
How did you feel going into the game?
I felt as though there was an overwhelmingly large chance they would lose.
Okay.
But you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, sure.
It's on any given Sunday,
yeah,
right?
And they made it that far, yeah.
And it was a great season for them, mm-hmm. No matter win or lose. Even when you say that to yourself, you're trying to self-hypnotize, win or lose, what a great season. But that doesn't count when it's a complete blowout.
Right.
When it is what I like to call a drubbing. A drubbing. And that just, nobody wants it. You don't want to see your team done at halftime, which they essentially were.
Or the
I
end of the first
hope.
Quarter.
There was another comeback win, I think, in the first round with Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But this time, and the Giants just, and by the way, all, and look, I know within the Giants faithful, there is this big back and forth about the quarterback, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
All right. I was a Daniel Jones guy. I was not a Daniel Jones guy.
Yeah, I was
guy.
Like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I was not. And then I'm saying to myself, well, that's, maybe things have turned around. And then he reverted back to his, usual self and lost a contact. And first of all, I said, I look over at my wife in the middle of the game and I'm like, he wears glasses? And then somebody last night told me at the auction.
Go out there and play the game.
At the auction, somebody tells me he's not alone. A lot of the guys.
A ton of the guys.
Which I had absolutely no idea. I just see him over on the side going, I've got it. And then they just got the crap kicked out of him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was over. And so you're just sitting there watching.
Riding it out.
Philadelphia.
Sod.
That city, you know, go nuts. But out of this, because hating, let me tell you about sports, especially the NFL. You see it all the time. And this is for, I like the young people. Pass this along to the young people, all right? I'm not a big believer in pure hatred. But hatred, if your team's not winning, hatred can make you enjoy the NFL more.
Sure.
If you're having trouble and you're like, I just can't get excited. Mm-hmm. The team from my neighborhood or my region of the country is just a terrible team. Well, what you do is you take a team that that's winning and you find something or someone, in this case, to really, really hate. Really hate.
Yeah.
Okay? And I was oblivious to this individual before the game. But I am here to tell you, after watching that crash landing, an obnoxious head coach, Nick Sirianni of the Philadelphia Eagles. And by the way, off the field, press conferences, other little moments, maybe walking down the tunnel, he's been obnoxious too.
Sure.
But during a game, so totally and completely obnoxious that I would like to share with my West Coast fans out there. I would like to say to you, folks, you Niners fans out there in the Bay Area and in Sacramento, I have to say to you, I'm all in. I am bleeding Niners gold because I want to see a drop. I don't think it's going to necessarily happen, but that guy, because of Nick Sirianni, a lot of the, hey, we're doing well, look at us, hands up in the air, giggling, laughing on the, F you, Sirianni, F you, okay?
He did
have- why did you win with a little dignity?
He's known for being...
Obnoxious,
you know, overcompensating, maybe wants the world to think he has high T, but he doesn't.
Wow.
Pushing
like
his own coaches around, yelling
like
at them.
Him at
that's
all.
Not, that's not.
I don't care for the man. And
but good
I was
for you for
pissed.
Finding a silver lining, Mike.
Oh, it's great. So I go into, I am, what's it, next,
next Sunday. Sunday.
3 p.m.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you for Sunday at 3 p.m. You know, none of the, by the way, 6 o'clock was absolutely doable.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, 8:30, fine.
Yeah.
Down with that. Don't do. I hate the 8:30.
You know,
the
3 o'clock next week, Mike, and then 6:30 p.m. So 3 o'clock, you'll have the Niners,
Cincinnati,
Eagles,
and Cincinnati taking on Kansas City. Yeah. No, thank you,
Mike. Great.
Don't
cities.
Drive through that part of the world. Don't need to root for their football teams. What's that?
Two great cities.
Yes.
And they each deserve greatness.
Yes, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah,
on to Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
Felt bad for the Bills.
Absolutely.
It was not nearly as bad a drubbing as the Giants, but I don't know, man.
I think of Jimmy. I think of what the Bills team went through overall.
I know.
And
I
cool
know.
That the player was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was texting Jimmy. I was at the auction that I was doing last night, and then and then somebody grabbed me, and Johnny ADD didn't finish his text. It's still probably in my phone.
Well, how far did you get?
Sorry. Let me see.
Do you ever
happy that DeMar Hamlin made it to the made it back to the field?
Isn't
to the
beautiful?
Stadium?
First appearance.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. And isn't it nice that Buffalo really rallied for him and stunk up the joint? I mean, I'm sorry, but next to my Giants, I flip over to Buffalo and get to root for them.
Right.
And, Joe Burrow, though, super stud.
Yeah.
Stud QB. That's the way
that guy
goes.
Definitely has high T.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's that matters a lot to you somehow.
Yeah, when you have no T.
Yeah.
None T. You celebrate those I have.
Coffee, tea, or...
Right, Pony?
No. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
No, I didn't even get it. I didn't even get it started. Yeah.
Sometimes
you thought you were going to write your friend, and then you
you might have deleted it.
I don't like him, though. I don't need him. Like when my team's losing, I don't want, no, I love Jimmy. Yeah. I don't want you. I don't want Rob.
I didn't write you. I was like, I'm not writing him right now.
No, that guy for that.
When I saw the score, I turned my phone off. Just, I didn't even want to accidentally text you.
Yeah, like, I'm not writing him. Someone's grumpy.
Yeah, but I saw the one guy, somebody do a welfare check on Mike O'Mara with the Philly logo. F*** you!
Was it Chris Freights?
I don't know who it was. No, it was not Chris Freights. Was a thing. And it wasn't Wenzel. It wasn't Wenzel.
Wenzel seemed to handle it with dignity and class.
My wife's, the entire family claims the Eagles.
Yeah.
Why?
Maryland.
Her mom grew up outside of Philly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense now.
Well, my daughter is now a Philadelphia. My daughter, Catherine, because she took up with Dennis.
Isn't Dennis from Jersey, though?
He's from the Jersey. Yeah, he should claim the Meadowlands. Yeah. A lot of those Cherry Hill, Princeton people.
Yeah, come on.
That, you know, come on.
You're a Giants fan.
I grew up in Camden.
Right.
Camden's close.
I might just, no, that's awfully cruel.
I
have to be, sometimes I have to be adult. No, I will. I'll text them both go Niners right before the game starts. I'm sorry, I have to do what I do.
Go Niners, anywho, Dennis.
Listen, I wanted, before we go to break, I did want to mention the auction that I did last night.
Please.
And the organization that I had the honor.
All right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for them? I'm a $600 down here now, $10 and now, $25.
Actual
and
now, tape.
Another $50 now, $60, will they give me $60 now, $75, $75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas.
I love that song. So, as Oscar has so eloquently discussed on this show, we as radio people, as podcast people, as people with microphones, we are often called upon to assist in events. And as far as our roles, a lot of times we get to do auctions.
Yeah.
And you do them. Because people want you to, and it's not that much of an effort. And what it is a little butterfly-ish regarding your self-esteem.
Yep.
Because no matter what, and by the way, the auction is as good as the people who are bidding. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
That's what truly, truly matters. So, but you know, if you can compartmentalize the activity, you can say to yourself, well, I'm going to do the best I can. I have trouble with that, and I always suffer a little minor anxiety prior because I think that, you know, they want you to do something special to jog people and get them. And sometimes you can, and sometimes you can. And sometimes you are, you know, you have a wonderful evening, and sometimes most of the time you have an average evening, and sometimes you can have a special evening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the case of last night, even though the bidding process and all of the actually live event itself was probably not, you know, overwhelmingly phenomenal. The organization was. And I wanted to share it with
Please.
You because they are deserving of your attention.
Okay.
This is an organization called Homebase, and they are dedicated to healing the invisible wounds of war from veterans of all eras. That's just another great thing they do. It doesn't matter when you served. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
Service members, military families, families of the fallen. They have clinical care, direct clinical care, wellness, education, and research, all at no cost to them. And they help people that have been through hell and back, and they are phenomenal people to do it. And the thing I love about it is it's regardless of the era of service and regardless of discharge status or geographical location. Mm. And they have a branch of it down here in Southwest Florida, and they're an organization up in Boston as well. And they just do great things for vets. And there was just a wonderful testimonial by a service member. And, you know, I think that when we see people that are traumatized with losing a limb or a brain injury, or they're struggling, we see somebody who was hurt, we don't necessarily acknowledge them as somebody who was wounded. And a lot of these guys are wounded. So I was just honored, and I don't think I've ever said, yes, I'll see you next year, as quickly as I did to General Dyer, my friend who I play golf with, and said that it would be a pleasure, because it was just a wonderful group of people that did this, and Happy Valley was teeming with life. And you know, I said, the only joke I probably said, I think I may have started the evening with, good evening, I'm Mike O'Mara, and I have a weight problem.
And how did it play?
Funny. Crickets. It's always crickets.
Oh,
it's
a, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It wouldn't work unless I did an auction at the House of Blues. People that know me and get my shtick.
Yeah.
And Rob, I would have loved to use your line, but that wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, that's true.
But really,
it's a tremendous exercise in reading the room, because there's just stuff that won't play.
Well, you do the best you can. And they were, and by the way, we raised a lot of money for Home Base last night, and I was really thrilled with it. And Carla got to do a Vanna White thing where she held up some of the items and walked the whole room. So she was there with me. And
did she enjoy herself doing that?
Yes, she did. She had a fun time. She had a fun time, and we rewarded ourselves with a little bad eating when we got home.
Oh.
So that was fine. And well, that's my health. We'll get to that on another episode, perhaps. But that's great. Homebase.org, I believe, is if you want to check it
I'm
out.
I'm on now.
And make a donation.
And congrats,
to
Mike.
Them.
That's great when you can pull it out. And it's great when you're actually promoting a valid organization that you care about.
Really fun to be a part of that, and really honored to be a part of that, and the people that helped. And it's a small group we had, and they did their bit. And it really was, you know, people that are giving up a Sunday evening to be out there and supporting it. Yes, do they have fun? Do they have a golf tournament? Yes, they do. Do they have a beautiful meal? They do that as well. But man, oh man, ultimately it's bidding, it's participating, and raising money for a wonderful operation, Home Base. So check them out, and I hope you like that. We got to take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and a little later on in the program, it'll be the Oscar Santana travelogue as he takes his mama y papa to various locations that you may not know of in our nation's capital. We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here are some of the stories we're working on tonight for the Night Side. After an all-new TJ Hooker at 11, residents in West South Florida are up in arms over an invasion of rattlesnakes.
I wasn't sure what to do.
I seen it. I heard it. Then I seen it. Then I got the raid.
The Energy Department responds to consumer inquiries of using air conditioners in garages.
And I wrote back, kindly, off.
In our weekly visit with a shade tree mechanic, we have tips on what to do with those leftover automotive fluids you find in the garage.
Do not drink it.
And Colonel Dirk is in the weather center with a look at the weekend forecast.
It's cold as f***.
Catchy stories and more, along with the Mike O'Mara Show on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the show. Think of the time and money your family invested to film family vacations.
Yes.
You know, back in my day, when I went on my first family vacation, my dad would have to get Matthew Brady on the phone.
Matthew Brady!
And, you know, get him out there, and it was all the smoke from the flash. Anyway, football games, birthdays, weddings. All of the weddings. thank you, Rob. Recording these memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost thousands of dollars. Tapes were expensive.
Yes.
Cameras required film and development. Legacy Box exists to preserve your family's recorded moments digitally, ensuring that they're safe forever. I remember buying a top-of-the-line video camera back in the day, but now it's obsolete and made of wood.
No, it's not made of wood.
I wasn't sure if I could ever watch those tapes again, but thanks to Legacy Box, I can watch my little girls when they were actually little girls.
Yeah.
It's like magic, and you realize when you look at those films, folks, that, you know, time is fleeting.
Yes.
Okay? Be aware of that. We've all used Legacy Box, and we all love it. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all of your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures converted to perfectly preserved digital files, keeping them safe forever. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Don't let your photos continue to fade. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. Buy a Legacy Box today. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS. And thank you, Legacy Box!
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And we begin today with Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin turned 93 on Friday, and he celebrated by getting hitched. God bless him. He got married.
Idiot, Buzz Aldrin.
What?
Idiot.
Well, that's like, that man
what's
was one
wrong?
Of our heroes.
Yeah,
one of our
you?
National heroes.
He's finally,
Rob.
He's 94. He's finally single. Live it up. High tea.
Lucky lady is Dr. Anka Faur. That's a strange name.
What's
Dr.
the name?
Anka Faur.
Anka?
A-N-C-A-F-A-U-R. Anka Fur or Faur.
Yeah.
She's executive vice president of Buzz's company, Buzz Aldrin Ventures. She is 63, my age. 30 years younger than Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
In a tweet announcing the wedding, Buzz called her his longtime love. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't love wonderful?
I suppose.
Special. Yeah. She is his fourth wife. His third marriage ended in divorce in 2012.
This is the first time he's married an earthling.
I don't know why you're picking on Buzz Aldrin,
yeah,
but you are.
He's a great American hero.
You know,
by the
Robbie,
way, his wife doesn't look 63. She looks like she's in her 50s.
She's very lovely.
Or 40s, for that matter.
Buzz was the second man to walk on the moon after Neil Armstrong when the Apollo 11 mission landed on July 20th, 1969. One small step for man, one
he's in great
giant
shape.
Leap. And his new wife, Dr. Anka Faur, apparently she'll be looking forward to her own countdown real soon. I'm sorry. That was not kind. That
Mike.
Was not kind. I shouldn't have
only
said that.
Only Oscar has exhibited the proper respect.
Yes, I know. I had to do it. I could not control myself.
To pair Aldrin.
A lot of Jeremy Renner in the news this weekend.
Yes.
He broke over 30 bones in that snowplow accident on New Year's Day. He shared a photo of himself receiving medical attention to his legs. He said, quote, morning workouts, resolutions, all changed this particular New Year's. Spawned from tragedy for my entire family and quickly focused into uniting actionable love. I want to thank everyone for their messages and thoughtfulness for my family and I. These 30 plus broken bones will mend, grow stronger, just like the love and bond with family and friends deepens. Love and blessings to all. Very, very
that's
easily
nice.
Could have died in that accident. And really, that's a terrific
miracle.
Story. Wish him
yep.
well. It's going to be a long
it
haul.
Says here that Buzz Aldrin broke 30 bones during the proposal.
Okay, thank you, bro.
Get out of one.
Yes.
Rob Spear. Finger. Damn talent.
Anyway.
Useless.
If you've been sucking these down and thought you could really handle your booze, slow down, Pachango.
Oh, no.
Not so fast. The makers of Fireball Whiskey are being sued because some of their mini bottles don't
Fireball.
Actually contain whiskey. What is this?
This is Pitbull's song, Fireball.
Yeah. It's the anthem.
I love Pitbull.
Fireball.
Fireball. Anything you buy, thank you. Anything you buy at a liquor store probably does have whiskey in it, but in states where gas stations and grocery stores can't sell liquor, they've also been selling another version. To get around the laws, they lowered the alcohol content and changed the label. So if you go into a convenience store and you think you're getting the real Fireball
yeah.
for your drive home, they look just like normal mini bottles, but instead of Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, the label says Fireball Cinnamon. And they only cost $1.
I've seen them, and I've wondered about that, how they got around the law.
Why have you wondered? You're not supposed to wonder. You've got people stealing your beer. You're wondering about them. I worry about you.
Steady as a rock. Look at this. I just want to know how they're getting one over on me. And besides, I had to buy Fireball to make the fruitcakes this year. So.
Okay. You did? Oh, really? You put Fireball in them?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
Suck them raisins in that.
Thank you. This lawsuit claims they didn't make it clear that it's not the real stuff. Normal Fireball is 66 proof. That's 33% alcohol.
Can I clarify just so you know.
Yeah.
The only fruitcakes that had any alcohol in them were from Rob's private stock.
Oh, my personal
stock.
Ones. Yeah, not the ones that we sold.
Just to clarify.
Yeah.
To everybody.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, otherwise he would have broken the law and just admitted to it.
Yeah,
because he has the head of a mallet.
I mean, check the ingredient list. We list everything. There's no Fireball in our
fruitcake. Just want to clarify.
Fireball. Why is that so tinny?
I don't know. It's just.
Is that like a bad recording of it?
No, it's just what I pulled off YouTube because I thought you might do this today.
The gas station version is a malt beverage with whiskey flavoring. Ew. That's only 33 proof or 16.5% alcohol.
If you really want to sell something, you got to describe it in a sexy way. And when you say to me gas station Fireball, that sounds good.
It's kind of nasty,
yeah.
In my opinion. Please. But who knows, you know? A 45-year-old woman in Louisiana named Temetrica Cones was a temporary cafeteria worker at a high school when she was accused of selling homemade baked goods laced with marijuana.
Oh.
And it was apparently happening at the school, not as a side hustle. She sold to at least one student. It sounds like they knew what they were getting. She was caught when another student found out and notified the authorities. The authorities will run you right out of town.
Madonna!
They went through Crime Stoppers to get her. Temetrica, what a great name, was arrested last week. It's facing charges, but there aren't any details on the size of the operation she was running.
But they went through Crime Stoppers, but unfortunately, before they were able to arrest her, McGruff the Crime Dog was eating Funyuns.
Yay, he took a bite out of a brownie. And now a little something-something from my hometown. Authorities are asking the public to help identify the man who broke into a Joe's Crab Shack in Fort Myers, stole items, and then pooped on the floor before he left.
Oh.
The man broke into Joe's Crab Shack in Fort Myers, Florida, around 2:30 a.m. on Saturday. I swear to God, I woke up to this in my local feed. And I said, hey, we've got the kicker. Before it goes national, a surveillance camera caught him climbing through a small window. There's some good pictures of the dude. He then stole multiple items before defecating on the floor prior to leaving the scene. The man was first seen with a white shirt, but then he was seen wearing a Joe's Crab Shack t-shirt and a hat that he stole from the merch section at Joe's. The suspect hasn't been caught yet, something you might want to keep in mind if you're at Joe's and thinking about ordering one of their crab buckets with fresh corn.
Oh, there you go. God.
Thank you very much. Bada bing, bada boom. I listen, when I get a story like that, I go right to the menu. They have a crab bucket.
Is
fresh corn. Yum, yum. Loving my tummy.
That's
we'll
right.
Take a break and come
it's
back
corn.
And talk about DC for you tourons. Something real special's coming. Yeah.
There's lots to celebrate on the latest bonus show.
We've hit 3,000 like Pete Rose.
We need sun lamps in every single home in America.
But for 3,000, I'm lucky to have you guys, and I'm very lucky to have our wonderful listeners.
If you want fun and jocularity, you bring Rob. If you want execution and a job well done, you bring me.
I'm right here.
Out.
I have a name.
You know, sometimes I think about 3,000 shows, and I wonder how the F I actually made it.
Mike, but I got a bad case of being a sleepy.
There is a chance that you will receive a commemorative 3,000 show pin.
Get a bonus show subscription and celebrate today. All you need to do is to send two box tops and the coupon from this Sunday's Parade magazine. Subscribe now at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Any ideas for 3,000? Anything special planned?
I've got a full asset dump here that we're going to put up on the web.
Yeah, we're going to also do an asset dump at Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah.
A lot of us are stuck in our homes, offices, and routines, wondering what else is out there, but feeling like it takes too much time and too much effort to explore. But now you can discover it all with fun, fast, and foldable electric e-bikes. From quick errands to outdoor adventures, electric e-bikes will transform how you get around. They cost way less than the competition with quality, feature-filled models financed as low as $133 per month. You can go up to 45 miles on a charge. You can reach up to 28 miles per hour.
There goes Oscar.
With a powerful 500-watt motor, which is now quieter with more torque for more power with less noise. Plus, electric e-bikes are foldable. They ship free. They are fully assembled. You'll be on the road in no time. I love fully assembled. A stronger rear rack supports everything you need for day-to-day rides or longer trips. Oscar, all over the district.
Love
he
him.
Loves it. We're going to talk about
him.
It in a second.
So much that my brother loves it so much that the first one he got.
Yeah.
Is he purchased another one for their beach house.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
And really, 2 out of 5 doctors say it's the best electric e-bike out there. No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was not true. I mean,
there are 2 doctors.
The other 3 but say chew dentine. It's a good survey.
And by the way, parking is a breeze when you have it.
Sure.
Get out of there and make this year your most adventurous one yet with electric e-bikes. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com. And they're really special. And go get one. They're a supporter of our show.
Yes,
okay, need
please.
I say anything more? Thank you. Oscar was very excited because he does belong in the city.
Yes.
And occasionally, he will have friends come into the city. Occasionally, he will show people around. And you do like to get out and about in our nation's capital more than anybody else on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And more than anybody that I've ever known.
Yeah.
Because you're a city dweller, and that's a rarity to
have
a city dweller.
You want to leave your home to do things.
He grabs the city by the scruff of the neck, shakes it, and takes advantage of it.
My life's gone full circle because now I don't just... Well, and mind you, this is post-pandemic, right? We're just starting to go out again.
Right.
Well, we're still in the pandemic. I get that. But I'm saying just having the ability to go out in crowds and not be completely scared anymore is something different.
I agree.
I don't smell anything.
Yeah, I got my own health problems. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. My father is in town for a few more weeks, and we had such a good time going out to the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You like walking around and seeing the sights. That's
cool.
And
you want to see your parents happy. My dad's 83, I think, now.
God bless him.
So it's hard to find things that make him happy, and it's good for him to get the steps in to walk around.
Yeah.
So I invited him out to the International Spy Museum with my wife and I, and... I'd been before because we've done work with them.
Sure.
Here at Podville.
Been around for a long time, the Spy Museum, and they're good people down there.
Second location now, right?
This is their new museum that opened right before the pandemic started. So it's a completely different experience, 4 or 5 floors. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah,
Where is the brand new location of the Spy Museum?
It's... this is
Manassas.
Perfect. No, it's right in front of the U.S. Postal, the U.S. Department of... or what is the Postal Service, right?
Yeah.
And I guess for those of you not in the D.C. area, adjacent to the D.C. Wharf.
Okay. The D.C. Wharf?
Yes, which used to be my mom used to call it the D.C. Fish Market.
Under the highway.
Under the highway, yes.
Under the highway. Highway.
And my mom would say, "Donde están los pescados?" And I would
The fish market.
Yeah. Mike,
that's a weird area.
The DC Wharf is not what it was when you left. They just completed it. They say 2017, 2018. Really, no one really, at least of my age, really knew about it until the Anthem opened up, which is a concert venue.
Beautiful. It's
in the DC Wharf. Yes. So. It's completely different.
Did the Anthem spearhead the regeneration of the neighborhood, or was that?
Oh, absolutely.
Can I just put, for those of you around the country, let me see if I can get this straight. This place that Oscar's talking about, I remember as kind of a cramped,
correct,
some rusted old buildings where shrimp would be processed.
Yeah,
and
Phillips
fish
was there,
would be down there.
A couple restaurants.
Yeah, but down the road. But I mean, it's a long area.
It was
grimy. Down there.
It was in Southwest. It's completely different now.
It's different. All right.
We were so impressed with the area because we went down. I wanted to show my father the wharf because he couldn't picture it, and then walk up to the museum. So we had about an hour at the DC Wharf.
Did you buy him some halibut?
Is there an actual wharf down there?
They have said that you can still buy fish the way you used to.
But it's all modern.
Oh,
modern
Mike,
buildings
I sent you a
now?
Link to your phone. Please all open right. it up.
Okay.
If you haven't, because of the pandemic, for whatever reason, it's completely different. It's and we just haven't had a chance to talk about it here.
But folks should know that
in
the day,
it's
that's
ultra modern.
Yes,
now.
But that really was like a functioning bring seafood in, process it,
it
get
was
it to
also
the marketplace.
Extremely dumpy.
Yeah,
just
of course.
It
well,
is.
I mean, it was a modern factory setting. Yeah,
this looks to me like some of the modern cities that have developed.
It's
the
a city park. Within a city.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Watergate in back of it?
No, the Watergate's in a completely separate area of town.
It looks like the Watergate.
It looks nicer. It's nicer than the Washington, the Georgetown waterfront. I'll say that.
Wow, and that's pretty nice.
It's pretty nice, Mike. I've been there. Rob, I like it when you pretend to be excited about something.
No, because I've been to the waterfront a couple times.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to find the market. Oh, there it is. No, that's not.
I've got every high end restaurant in the world.
It does?
Yeah, okay. I'll give you an example. You guys like food?
I do.
Me, not so much.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. The one that stuck out to me right
now. Certainly not fish.
Was the Colada Shop, which is like it looked like a cantina of sorts. It's going to be a lot of fun in the summer.
The Colada Shop?
Yeah, this all-day Cuban cafe has strong coffee, food, and cocktails made with flair, with Cuban flavor and life, right? A lot of fun. Hmm. Then I scroll down, and I'm like, okay, some of these restaurants seem high-end, very expensive. And then you scroll down, and you're like, okay, Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen's going to be there soon, opening soon. It was so over the top.
They have an ice rink?
They have an ice rink. For the Caps.
Lord, what have they done to... Well, way to go, Washington.
But, Mike, I was like, it can't be that expensive to live here. I was tired of my life. A condo. One bedroom.
Tiny, I'm sure.
What do you think a one bedroom condo in that new development costs?
$1 million.
Not one bedroom, let's be honest.
$300,000.
$500,000. Two bedrooms is $1.2 million. And I sat there and I said, you missed the boat. It should have been, you should have bought during the pandemic. I was like, I liked it so much. He said, Georgetown's the worst. I'm moving to the Wharf.
Yeah.
And not so much. Not
listen
so much.
What they say. This
what
is
they, what do they say?
I don't need to give them a commercial, but I will.
All right.
The Wharf is where DC meets. We celebrate diversity. We embrace humanity. We value black lives. Mm-hmm. We respect women. We stand with immigrants. We support the LGBTQ community. We are united with people of all faiths. We nurture people with disabilities. We encourage young people. We cherish seniors. We welcome everyone.
Mm.
You belong here. Whatever that ad agency that's doing that, that's a really, I love that. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Felt safe, plenty of security. Wow. So my dad walks around. He's like excited. He's like, maybe we should get a one bedroom here. I was like, Dad, you're retired. Let's be honest. What's going on here? I liked his spirit of opportunity, and he loved the rejuvenation of the area. And I know we're late to this. You guys are like, this opened 4 years ago. I get it. We three of our years.
Yeah, but you've seen it for the first time. And you know what? It really is some beautiful city dwelling. But I mean, city places are always going to be expensive.
Correct. We end up going to the museum. My wife doesn't know that my father actually reads every little... He likes to read everything that's on display in the museum.
All the placards? Yeah, plaques.
By the way, I'm sorry for calling Amaris, which is a condo complex, the Watergate, because this building is far more modern.
It looks so the gorgeous, right? You got outdoor pools.
How is the security?
Like that are... There's a pool in one of these buildings that's five stories up. It just has a straight view of the water in the park.
Wow.
It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's like they brought Miami and forgot D.C.
Would you ever sell the one you're in?
And where we live now?
Yeah.
Yes. And as a realtor.
Only if you could get someone to buy it.
As a realtor said, you know, before you do anything, you actually have to put an oven back in this place.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. People look for that.
Let's not go crazy.
If you did that, if you tweaked.
Yes.
Couldn't you... Kind of make a
of course,
decent
we could
killing.
We could move in a heartbeat.
You could move?
Yeah,
have you thought about it?
I'm,
maybe?
I'm risk averse. We're building a business here. Once this thing takes off,
But I'm saying that if you sold where you live now,
yes.
You've been there long enough.
Correct.
Where you would probably
5 years.
Realize a bit of an appreciation.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Right? And that would allow you to move into the new place.
Yeah, as I told my father, I don't need more debt. I'm good. I just don't need... You know what I don't like, Mike? I don't like the anxiety of a big mortgage. Right now, I have a little mortgage
What about the anxiety of falling through your floor?
Yeah, there's that. But I don't like the idea of a big mortgage. I don't know what that feels like, and I don't want to ever feel that.
And, the debt... I'm carrying debt, and it's really... you know, it's not bothering me at all. I don't feel like I'm
You're going under, Mike.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. My kid's gonna have a great future. Yeah. I think it's gonna.
Is this okay. Pablo? At the bottom of the pool.
That could all change. I reserve the right
can't
to change
come
that.
To the phone right now because I'm servicing my credit card debt.
If a dream home appears and I'm like, well. Oh, got to look at a big mortgage. I'm happy to pull that trigger, and I'm happy to share within that.
You could be a regular at the Colada.
At the Colada. You know, I could be a Colada guy.
By the way, after years and years of being in the burbs,
yes.
My sister and brother-in-law moved back in.
Yeah.
And I think that they love it.
They're happier.
So I think city dwelling is a smart way to rock and roll. I really do. I think it's going to be good.
So the key takeaway is this. We spent an hour at the wharf. My father spends 3.5 hours at the museum.
What's the best thing you saw in your eyes? What's the best thing you saw at the museum?
I might have mentioned this, but it's worth mentioning again. In the 70s, when we opened up one of our first embassies in Moscow,
yeah,
the Ruskis, the Russians, they had a big diplomatic ceremony. And they had a child gift, the U.S. ambassador, a wood carving of the U.S. seal, the eagle.
Yeah.
Right? What you see on our dollar bills.
Money.
And it just was so exquisite. Mm-hmm. And they had the embassy security look at it and make sure that there wasn't any embedded bugs or anything like that. And the seal, which they have on display, the ambassador decides, hey, you know what? This is so beautiful. I'm going to put this up in my office. So he puts it up in his office. And, you know, little did they know that for 10 years
of spying,
the back of the
sculpture
of the sculpt of the actual
wood
carving was almost like a parabolic mic.
Yeah.
That once hit with the correct frequency turned into one of those microphones you see on the sidelines of.
Yes.
Of any football game in America.
I know. One of my ex-wives did that to me. We have to take a break.
What have you always said about Russia?
Yeah. I mean, they're the enemy.
They're the enemy.
Never forget. And look what's happening now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And by the way, Germany, let Poland have the tanks. Give them 300. Give them 400. How stupid are we in the West? Give them the goddamn tanks. Thank you. We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How's it going, Mike?
I have an issue with printer streaking.
A disembodied voice
says, is it a laser printer?
The solution was on the other side of this wall.
That's right.
Saying nothing. Yeah. He's like, no, just shake it.
Oh, that's not going to work. Just take the cartridges out and shake them.
Ichabod weighs in with shake it.
Shake it, baby.
Are you having technical issues with the Mike O'Mara Show or the TMOS Bonus Show?
That's right.
Have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in? Never fear. Just email Ichabod at MikeO'MaraShow.com and shake it one time for me, honey.
And that's all.
Hey, there's no better way to maximize your day than by making sure you're feeling like your best self. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand, period. Fueling your well-being. And their hydration multiplier just may be the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick and 2 times faster, you get 5 essential vitamins and better hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout, when you feel run down after a long night out, and on long flights. That's a biggie. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has done this. They have donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the entire world. Plus, it's convenient and it is so delicious. They are always coming up with new flavors and it's yummy, yummy in my tummy. It's the best way to start your day. Be like me, drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And of course, we were talking about money, and Rob Spiewak came in earlier today and was mentioning that the Spiewaks are undergoing some belt tightening. And
this is
a
yearly
thing. Can I just ask you this?
Of course, yeah.
And I know we beat the dead horse of you not drinking anymore.
Right.
How much do you think conservatively,
yeah,
you have saved by not being on the hooch anymore?
I would say conservatively, $40 a week.
$40 a week. Okay.
Yeah, and so right. I'm coming up on a year in March. Mm-hmm. That'll be $2,000.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. It's a benefit.
And I mean, where you really feel it is, if we go out to a restaurant,
yeah,
they get you on alcohol. I mean, that's where the check escalates. It's cheaper to go out to a ball game, cheaper to go to a hockey game.
I mean, it's crazy. And then they'll ply you with a drink. And sometimes I forget to order dinner.
I often do. That's when you spill the chili.
I think the real value comes from outside of your health. Yeah. It's just the ability to, do you feel like you have a greater quality of life?
I do actually. And I know that when I get home, I can do stuff in the evening now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like a matter of once I get home, that's sort of where the day stops. It doesn't have to be that.
Yeah. Just collapse.
Yeah. But what I, every year, and it's only because we overspend at Christmas every year, because we do.
Yeah, everybody's the same way. Yeah. I think a lot of people do that.
We go through a sort of a belt tightening situation in early January. So Carrie gave me a list of things to do to save money. And
I can't wait to hear. This might help everybody.
And so here are some tips I have for you all. If you have XM or Sirius Radio, call them and do the same thing. Just say, hey, I know I'm up for renewal soon. What's the best deal you can give me? I went from $28 a month to $5 a month with no change in my service. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is call up and wait a little bit and go through all that. Here is a technology hit that I thought I would never do, and I really, really was dragging my feet for years. I canceled my landline. I had a landline all these years, and the reason why was...
My wife's big on that, and I was like, why? I had to really
it's pointless.
Force her to do
in
that.
In the old days, even in a power outage, you could still have phone service if you had a landline, and I got to thinking... My landline is through the internet now. So if we have a power outage, I don't have a landline. So,
yeah, but gave up your landline, but, gave up your tornado cellar.
Yeah, it's, I did.
Terrific. Yeah, and then
got rid of the butter churn.
But your phone's charged.
Yeah, well, you can charge it in the car.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So that's the thing. It was.
How much a month were you paying for it? It's not expensive.
We had a very cheap deal. It was like $30 a month we're saving now by not having a landline. And now, salespeople can't call me anymore. But the good thing is that I got a guy at Comcast who was like this, hey, can I call you Rob? And I said, yeah. He says, why don't you have our Flexbox? I said, what's this Flexbox you speak of? He said, it'll turn any television into a smart TV. And I said, how much does it cost? He says, as a subscriber, it's free. And by the way, why are you paying for Peacock? You get Peacock for free. With Comcast. I said, all right, so that's that was another $5
so
I saved.
So you tapped onto something for people saving money. There are services out there. There are apps out there where you can manage all your subscriptions. I am out of control.
Yeah.
I'm so out of control. I go on DirecTV and I'll look at the movies that I still pay for.
Yep.
For a fortune. And there's literally, compared to...
They're probably on
going
your
to smart TV.
Yeah, they're
services.
Probably on your.
Yeah,
it's not
services that you
and I planned it, and you're motivating me to do that.
Each
right
call takes about a half hour, 20 minutes or whatever. But I got down my Comcast bill, which is now just internet and the Flexbox, and they just want to give this thing away. There's no charge for it. My TV in my bedroom is a fine wall mounted TV, but not a smart TV. Mm-hmm. They send me this box. I said. And by the way, can you send an extra remote for it? Sure. It just goes in with a USB cable and you can...
So how much is that saving you?
That now I went from Comcast from like $155 to $110, I think, or $105.
It all adds up.
It does. It really does.
It does. You got to do it. Everybody's got to manage it, right?
Oh my God, I can't... This is great that you did this because I did this on Friday.
Uh-huh.
No, Thursday. Thursday evening. I looked at my bill and I said, what the F is that? Like I was paying for a website service.
Yeah. You forget about things.
I'm website building service, not like a subscription to a website.
Right.
From 2015. And I just didn't see it hit my card because it was annual.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I missed it. And I called them and I was like, look, I haven't touched this thing in 5 years. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you eventually say, like, what's the story? and they're humming, 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 humming.
Yeah, exactly.
Humming,
yeah.
Like, I had a food channel that I pay a subscription for called Braziers.
Oh, I've never.
And it was Braziers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me look that up again.
It was.
Are you sure it's food,
again.
Mike?
Yeah.
What? You sure it's food?
I'm sure. No, it's everybody should do this. What else? Anything else other than the mundane?
I looked at every streaming service I have because so many times you subscribe to it because they say first month's free and you want to watch one show. Canceled a couple of those, and also went
you
into
get an app that'll tell you exactly what to cancel. I don't know what the app is. Carlos told me about it. I have yet to do it.
For some reason, I don't trust those.
I don't know. Carlos told me there's something out there that helps you.
Yeah,
it's gone in one ear and out the other, and I haven't paid attention to it.
I also, you know? I save.
I'm a pressured life. I'm doing auctions down here. I'm trying to entertain my kid. You know, I'm Mr. Mom now that I'm not playing golf. Carla is completely exploiting me. I do. I run her errands during the day. You know, she's leaving today and she says, you know, those other air conditioning people are coming between noon and two. And I'm like, yes, honey. Anything else you want? I'll do it right after I go to the grocery store.
Teamwork.
Our cell phones are through AT&T. And my cell phone service is through AT&T. I called them. I realized that the HBO app is free for me. Okay. We've been paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Added commercials to everything. And we added everything up, Mike. And now in just 15 years, it'll pay for one plastic surgery.
I recommend
you all take a look at all your services and stuff because
I have to do that. And the first thing I'm going to do, DirecTV, your movies no longer matter to me.
That's right.
But I still want to see like the shows that they have periodically, you know? So
Do you have a talking remote you can talk into?
I have a wooden phone.
Okay. More downtown.
That's the house.
And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, isn't that an indictment of our educational systems in general?
We're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
At the Greek letters point, do you know what the symbol is for the fraternity?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
I know the name of the fraternity, but I don't know what the letters are that correspond to.
In fact, drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I didn't know. I think, I don't, I can't tell you whether I think I knew or not.
Take it from Fawn Leibowitz and pledge the funniest fraternity on campus. It's O'Mara House.
Fatal Otis Caesar!
Get a TMOS bonus show subscription by clicking the link at MikeOMaraShow.com. Sign up today with Liberty and Fraternity for All.
Amen.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know that turning into your parents might be your worst nightmare. You stole that, Rob. But let's be real. Their weed might have been the best stuff out there.
Yes.
Well, listen to this. Dadgrass has old school joints that are low in THC, high in CBD, so you can chill out and you can lighten up the old-fashioned way. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has CBD gummies made with the same high-quality hemp. They're delicious, easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine, not the whole bottle. It's out of sight. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 21 and over and ship right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Groovy.
Sound.
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 We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, what do they say as you get older? The days are long, but the years are short.
It's so true. It's so true. You know where it's true? It's true when you, and I have an accelerator of awareness. And the accelerator of awareness is having a 9-year-old son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, you become aware of it almost on a daily basis. I am. And I will tell you, it's the best thing in my life. And if I overthink it sometimes, it's the saddest thing in my life because I'm just looking at him and saying, you know, do your best, Dad. Get your fat ass healthy because you want to be around for that little wonderful. He had his buddy Donnie, who is like a member of our family.
I'm glad that's still a thing. They've been friends for a long time.
They have been buddies. And They're moving into a new house in their neighborhood.
Okay.
And they're moving out of their rental. So we helped out the mom and dad this weekend by having Donnie. And Donnie gets up at, can tell you exactly what time he gets up. And he gets up insanely early. But he won't bother anybody. And he's popping around. But he wakes Michael up. And I said, Donnie, what time this morning? 5:30, Mr. It was funny. Thanks for not bothering us.
Well, one of the first things I do every morning is I look at Facebook memories to see what's happened, you know, on this day and different dates. And it was 2 years ago we lost Larry King. And you wrote a really nice little essay. It was actually my memories today about...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you wrote a really nice little thing about how Larry was an original, and that was one of the reasons you had so much fun with him over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that he was such an original. So let's take a moment to remember Larry on the second anniversary of his passing.
Memories. Atlanta, Georgia. Hello.
The pages of my mind.
The United Arab Emirates. Hello.
Hello, Larry and Senator Max.
Hello.
I am Dr. Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Larry and Senator Max.
Yes, go ahead.
I am Dr. Charlie.
Yeah, we heard you. Go ahead.
Born again.
Go ahead. I heard you. Go ahead. Let's take a call. Lynchburg, Virginia. Hello. Montague, California. Hello. Burlington, Ontario. Hello. Palm Coast, Florida. Hello. LOJ, Georgia. Hello. Jackson, Mississippi. Hello. Email question to the Jacksons from Brenda in Dallas. I'd like to know if the Jacksons saved any DNA for possible cloning in the future.
No.
Did you give any thought to that?
No.
We miss you, Larry.
Oh, God, that's it. What? Oh, he's up there going, F you, Rob. Oh, that's funny.
Did you give any thought to it?
Yeah. Oh, God. We had lots of fun with him and then took over our show back in the day. Larry King. Wow. Really an American original.
100%. One of my favorite things you ever made, Mike, was a fake commercial for his amusement park, Larryland.
Yeah. Right after he had his heart attack.
And the roller coaster was called The Heart Attack.
Oh, the Heart Attack. My favorite roller coaster, The Heart Attack.
Now, I don't get hangovers anymore, but for those who do... There is a trending cure, and there's actually some science behind it. And I've seen this like in 1930s movies. If you dunk your face 3 times for 30 seconds in ice water, it actually helps cure the hangover because it wakes up what is called the diver's reflex, where your body adjusts.
I'd try that. That's fantastic.
But check
I'd
this
try
out.
That.
Yeah, yeah. So this was a.
This is the ice bowl method to activate the diver's reflex. Hold your face in the water for 5 to 10 seconds and repeat 3 times, and it's going to give you some relief. If you want to avoid this method, don't forget to prime your body by hydrating, adding electrolytes, and throwing in an alcohol metabolism aid.
But it's a natural response of the body when a mammal is dunked in like cold ocean water or something.
Yeah.
It adjusts your metabolism and your systems.
It doesn't happen to me like it used to,
sure.
But I will tell you the moments where we might be out too late. You know, everybody's got a little pool here in Florida.
Sure.
And I will take myself out to the backyard. But unfortunately, we've taken to heating it. And so the worst is you jump in and you don't want the, comfortable.
No, you
want
the
shock treatment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you know, I think you can't put and especially during the summer when the heater is not on.
What about in the canal?
1,000 degrees. Gators, Oscar.
But gators. That's why alligators are never hungover.
Still surly, though.
Surly. Oh, yeah. Pain in the ass. I don't
surly.
Like precocious kids as a rule.
Okay.
And this woman, this young lady, I should say, is a 10-year-old pain in the ass. She lives in Rhode Island. This 10-year-old woman.
This 10-year-old woman.
This surly 10-year-old alcoholic
so fast.
Woman is a pain in the ass.
This 10-year-old dame.
She saved the cookies that Santa took bites out of this Christmas and submitted them to her local police department for a DNA test.
That's hysterically funny.
And this is how this is her and the police department's reply.
I feel like since he bit it, then he might have left DNA.
There's a community member looking to get an answer, and we're going to find it. We did locate witnesses who identified an individual in the neighborhood on the evening of the 24th, described as an older gentleman, white beard, red coat.
Good enough for me.
Yep. I'm a believer.
That's right.
There you go. And she said she should have said bitten.
Yeah, well, she's a 10-year-old woman.
Yeah, she's what? She
corrected my moron. Son the other day, okay?
You don't get thank you, bit. Pony. Hey, Pony you said know. Something today.
Stupid. What did he say?
He called a child a moron.
Yeah, that she was, should know better.
That was his first contribution to today's better. Show. All right, and you think you're having a good day at the office. Let's say, and this is probably one of the people I talked to when I was trying to get my bills adjusted. This is an okay. internet customer service person, and a lady calls in, and she is, Mike, she is, let's close with this. This customer is not pleased.
Get me through to a supervisor now! Record the f*** out of this call and get me to a supervisor now! Do it!
Ma'am, there isn't any reason for me to... Ma'am.
Get me through to a supervisor, you little f***! Now there's your personal foul language! I said supervisor now!
Okay, ma'am. All right.
No!
Okay.
No!
Okay, give
no!
me... I'm going
to
put you on hold, ma'am.
Ow!
She is not going to get a free flex
no.
box.
No, you got to kill him with kindness.
Team Karen.
No, bye.
Anyway, you don't know what she's... you don't know anything leading up to that.
No.
Right?
That's a, but, Mike, that was a 32-year-old woman. Not a 10-year-old woman.
Right. 32-year-old woman who weighed in at... No, anyway, that's
some of those
it.
Animals are yeah. 10 years old.
Hey, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. And don't forget, we're here every day for you because
every
we
day.
Care. And we would love to see you in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes.
And tickets are available for our live show. A few of them are left. And looking forward to seeing everybody on April 15th, tax day. Fly down to the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana, and join us or drive a couple of states over. Or if you live in Louisiana, just get on the bus and come see us at the House of Blues. April 15th.
Mass
that's
transit,
Saturday night.
Mike.
It's going to be
transit.
Fantastic. We'll be back tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
Hey, how you doing?